This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn, and we begin in Paris on a history-making weekend.
I'm Vicky Barker at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, about to reopen 5 years after the devastating fire. Some 250 firms and artisanal groups have worked to replicate as closely as possible the materials and skills used by the original medieval craftsmen here. The rebuilt Golden Rooster atop Notre Dame's iconic steeple has been reimagined as a phoenix, that mythical bird, which is reborn in flames.
A ceremony will be held today. French President Macron welcoming special guests, including First Lady Jill Biden and President-elect Donald Trump. The cathedral officially opens to the public tomorrow. A multi-state manhunt is in day four. CBS's Bradley Blackburn with the latest on the search for the suspect who gunned down the head of a healthcare company.
New images overnight show a backpack found in Central Park that police believe may have been left there by the suspected gunman shortly after that brazen attack on United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The manhunt for the gunman now spreads across multiple states. Police say they have more than 200 images of a person of interest and traced his movements after the shooting to a bus terminal, where they think he left the city.
In Syria, opposition forces have taken control of key cities and are advancing towards Damascus. CBS's Sam Vinograd with the latest.
This particular opposition group, Hayat Tahrir al-Shams, is a designated foreign terrorist organization. It is an offshoot of an al-Qaeda affiliate in Syria and poses a threat to U.S. interests. However, this opposition group and the United States to ultimately share one goal, which is for Bashar al-Assad to leave power.
The jury now has one less charge to consider against Daniel Penny, the Marine vet accused of choking subway passenger Jordan Neely. The judge in the case dismissed the top charge of manslaughter after the jury was deadlocked. Reporter Alice Gaynor was in the courtroom.
I did not see any visible reaction from the jury when the judge told them he was dismissing the top charge. I looked over and Jordan Neely's father had his head down for a few minutes.
Instead, they'll consider a charge of criminally negligent homicide, which carries a lighter punishment. The trial reconvenes on Monday. An appeals court upheld a new federal law that threatens to shut down TikTok next month. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
TikTok challenged, arguing the ban violates the First Amendment, hurts American users and businesses that need the platform. But the appeals court ruled the national security concerns justify the law.
And TikTok is expected to appeal the ruling. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny this afternoon. We'll see a high near 37. Southwest winds at about 15 to 20 with higher gusts. For tonight, still breezy, a low of 27. Sprinkles or flurries for Sunday with a high near 38. Monday, sprinkles and flurries, 39.
Currently 26 degrees.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thank you. Chuck Thiel and the Jolly Ramblers kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. I'm Tim Hubbelt, the polka guy, keeping you company for the next 55 minutes. Glad you could join us this morning and also Sunday afternoons. And just to let you know, we're there at 1 p.m. But right now, it's a little early in the morning, and it's already into December here, aren't we? Just time is flying by. Christmas is not that far away. I'm sure people are scrambling to get their Christmas gifts together. I'm going to play a couple of Christmas tunes in and out of this program. So let's do one right now with Don Graylick. No, this is not a Christmas tune. It's Let a Smile Be Your Umbrella.
Are you going to the Christmas party?
I don't know, man. Last year's was a real bummer.
Last year's Christmas party, there were no Christmas drinks. Everyone was saying,
this party really stinks.
So for this year's Christmas party, we're making sure there's fun. We're gonna have a real good time, and this is how it's done.
So we're
doing our Christmas shopping at the liquor store this year. Party will be happy with lots of liquid cheer. We're doing our Christmas shopping at the liquor store this year. Yezhinovka, vodka, krupnik,
and don't forget the beer.
Yanek will bring a wumki, Stasho kielbasa. We'll dance and sing all evening to Jerry's orchestra. Lots of fine panienki and lots of Polish food. But we need some spirits just to set the Christmas mood.
So we're
doing our Christmas shopping at the liquor store this year. The party will be happy with lots of liquid cheer. We're doing our Christmas shopping at the liquor store this year.
And don't forget the beer.
over until the light of day. Then there's Poprovine, it's our Polish way. This year's Christmas party is sure to be a ball. I hope the room is big enough, 'cause we'll invite you all. So we're doing our Christmas shopping at the liquor store this year. The party will be happy with lots of liquid cheer. We're doing our Christmas shopping at the liquor store this year. Yezhenovka, vodka, krupnik,
and don't forget the beer.
On behalf of Jerry Darlock and the Touch, Jerry, Mike, Ken, Ray, Paul, Taj, and Tom, from Buffalo, New York,
Merry Christmas!
And Happy New Year to you.
Jerry Darlock and the Touch. Oh, a little Christmas music. Got a couple more here I want to play. And here's Jingling Brass. I like that tune. That is the Nashville Brass, and Jingling Brass is the name of the tune. Okay, we have Al Roberts. He's from Milwaukee, and his son John put together this album. And there's another one that he did. I got to get a hold of that copy. But this one here is the Al Roberts Orchestra. I Never Knew Polka.
Thank you. chance to tell you how happy I would be. For now I know how much I love you. So darling, please come back to me.
Going back in time there with an old recording from the Al Roberts Orchestra. I never knew polka. Another nice one on here, as he does, is called Joe on the South Side. Here on the Civic Media Radio. We are WFHR, and we are on the network, Civic Media Network. I don't know where I am today. Anyway, glad you could join us this morning, this afternoon. Have yourself a great day. We'll be back right after these messages. When you're out and about and you're seeing our sponsors, make sure you heard it here. On WFHR, WRYI, RI. Oh my God. It's okay. We're getting through it. Anyway, just let them know that you heard it here. That way they know their advertising dollars is working for them, right? And that way it keeps us going on the air. So anyway, you guys all have a good one. I'll be right back after these messages.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Guess what, Mrs. C?
What, Santa?
We are ready. The Santa room is finally open. Oh, boy, the Santa Claus has really set it up nice this year. What do you think, Mrs. C?
Oh, it's so warm and cozy and welcoming.
What do you think, Mr. Jangles?
It's better than your old room.
All the kids and the families can come now and they can take free pictures with Santa.
Bring your own camera, cell phone. Take as many pictures as you like.
And it's all free.
Yes.
Well, how do they find out about us?
Go to our Facebook page, Santa Central Wisconsin.
And they can book a time to come see us?
Yes, definitely. And pets, too.
Think the cookies are really good.
Now, we only have so many cookies and you can't eat them all.
Too late.
Mr. Jingle.
I'll have to make some more then.
Our head elf, we need to retire him.
I'm already retired.
Oh, okay. Make sure you come, check with us, set up a time, and come and see us.
We're ready. Santa, Central Wisconsin.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And welcome back to the Polka Party. Oh, what a mess that was, the first segment, huh? Hopefully the second one will go a little smoother. We have Eddie Blozancek from an older recording of his. This next song that he recorded is a little on the chauvinist side, but I still like it no matter what. It's called Girls, Girls, Girls.
Everywhere that I go, a girl is waiting. I tell them sweet things and we go dating. I whisper things in their ears like you're my only, and you will never, ever be lonely. Girls, 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 they're all made to love, made to kiss and hug and take advantage of. Girls, 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 all have one goal in life, to get some single fella and become his wife. There's this girl way out east, her name is Terry. I told her someday that we might marry. Way out west, there's this girl, her name is Betty. She's crazy about me, we're going steady. Girls, 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 they're all made to love, made to kiss and hug and take advantage of. Girls, 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 all have one goal in life, to get some single fella and become his wife. Way up north there's this girl that I call Honey. She's not so pretty, but she's got money. Way down south where it's warm, I've got my Sandy. And when I'm lonely, she comes in handy. Girls, 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 they're all made to love, made to kiss and hug and take advantage of. Girls, 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 all have one goal in life, to get some single fella and become his wife.
Live for each other from now on. You'll be my
snow falling on the ground. Candles are lit and burning bright. Christmas in my hometown. Christmas in my hometown. Christmas in my hometown. Family and friends all gather round. Christmas in my hometown. Song with yuletide cheer. Presents are soon to be found. It only comes but once a year. Christmas in my hometown. Christmas in my hometown. Christmas in my hometown. Family and friends all gather round. Christmas in my hometown.
Christmas in my hometown, and you are tuned to WFHR AM 1320 FM 97.5. And now, I may not be getting anything for Christmas.
Somebody snitched on me.
You're getting
the Polka Family Band, and not getting anything for Christmas there. Oh, yeah. Let's see. We got one more tune we want to play here. It's Eddie Blozunczyk in the Versatones, and it's I'll Be Home with Bells On.
I'll be home with bells on. I traveled round this country, crossed the waters deep and wide, made lots of friends and memories, brought joy to other lives. It's Christmas time again, another year has come and gone, and I can't keep from wondering how the old folks are at home. I'll be home with bells on. I'll be home with bells on. When the snow is on the meadow and the sleigh bells jingle bright, the kids are singing jingle bells around the Christmas lights. Daddy stokes the fire and Mama puts the turkey on. Ain't nothing gonna slow me down this Christmas. I'll be home. I'll be home. Presents, turn the Christmas music on. This Christmas I'll be home with bells on.
We'll be home with bells on. Yep, Polka Family, Eddie Blazonczyk, rather, I'm sorry. Coming up next, we're going to call on Edgar Heathcote, and he's going to perform for us here, Grandpa John's Polka. This is a gooder. I like this one. Thank you.
listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
CBS News Brief. An iconic French landmark is back. Vicky Barker is in Paris.
5 years after its devastating fire, Notre Dame Cathedral is reopening on time and under budget. But what a budget. $600 million to restore and renovate and replicate as much as possible the medieval originals.
After the murder of a healthcare CEO in New York this week, CBS's Bradley Blackburn tells us
United Healthcare and other insurance companies are scrubbing information about their corporate leaders from websites, concerned about potential copycats.
The search for the suspect is still on. It's expanded to several states. The trial of Daniel Penny has changed a bit after the jury's deadlocked on a manslaughter charge. CBS's Alex Gaynor tells us
they will begin their deliberations on the lesser charge on Monday.
Penny's the Marine vet charged for choking a man on a subway. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
During the season of giving, the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection asks you to do your research before donating to avoid imposter scams and fake charities. Before giving to a charity, please research the organization at give.org and use verified information. Do not donate through unsolicited links, phone calls, or other messages sent to you. Make sure your contribution goes to the organization and cause you want to support, not a scammer. Learn more at datcp.wi.gov. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny this afternoon. We'll see a high near 37. Southwest winds at about 15 to 20 with higher gusts. For tonight, still breezy, a low of 27. Sprinkles or flurries for Sunday with a high near 38. Monday, sprinkles and flurries, 39.
Right now, it's 28.
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find their forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to local area businesses, and we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 AM and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs. Made possible by sponsors like you who help keep this program running for all of the animals in this community.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. We have Klaus Wunderlich at the Hammond organ. He's from Germany, and he's going to perform for us a Glenn Miller number, and it is entitled In the Mood.
Thank you.
the mood. Like that, huh? Mm-hmm, I do, too. Here we have John Check, and it was Wisconsin Dutchman with an album, All Originals. And John Check, he composed quite a few compositions, and he has them registered in Madison, in the archives there. And we're going to play right now by John Check. It's the Professor's, or Prov's, Polka.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Once again, it's the busy holiday season. Take the time to consider some financial moves before we turn the calendar to 2025. First, review your investment portfolio to ensure it is performing as expected and still fits your goals, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Next, consider adding to your 401k and health savings account. And if you have a flexible spending account, you'll want to spend any unused funds before the year ends or else risk losing them. If you have children, consider opening a 529 education savings plan, which allows for tax-free withdrawals for qualified education expenses. Contribute to an emergency fund to help cover 6 months of living expenses or unexpected costs, such as a major home or car repair. And if you're 73 or older, make sure you take your required withdrawals from your traditional IRA so you can avoid penalties. Finally, review your estate plans, especially if you've recently experienced changes in your family situation, such as marriage, remarriage, or the birth of a child. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, back with our final segment of the Sunshine Polka Party variety program with your host, Tim, the Polka Guy. And we got a couple of numbers we can probably squeeze in here yet, and a couple of 2-3 minute songs. So let's get started with this one here. It's the Music Connection, Neil Zonker's band, and Albert Goot.
But
May the good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away. May you find that long-awaited golden day today. May your troubles all be small ones, your fortune 10 times 10. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May you walk with sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see. Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
Kim Reeves taking us out of the program today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll do this again next week. And then you're out and about doing whatever. Be careful while you're driving. We don't want you to be back for next time. So have yourself a great week, everybody. God bless. Bye-bye, everybody.
Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May the good Lord bless and keep you till
Tom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Tom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, said he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is CBS News.